I wanted to introduce Mrs. Blessing Johnson. She's gonna share the word, and I can say she's a really smart student. She went to a spelling bee this year, and she's really smart and competitive in her academics. It's blessing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this morning I was talking with my dad, and he was reading in Jeremiah chapter 1. And it was talking about the call of Jeremiah. And when God called Jeremiah, Jeremiah was like, "I am only a child." And God said, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.' You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and I will rescue you, declares the Lord." And that just gave me comfort, because I do not like talking in front of people. And last time I was here, once I got off, I was like, "I'm never coming back." And God, He has plans, and He got me back. And so I got this, and then I went to my mom, and I was like, "Mommy, what should I talk about?" And she said, "Did you pray about it?" I was like, "Mommy, I asked you for a topic." She said, "Did you pray about it?" And I was like, "Okay, Mom." And I went back, and then I prayed about it. And then I felt like that inspired my theme today, and my theme is prayer. And so for me, prayer is talking to God. Like, we have friends. We talk to our friends. I talk to my friend all the time, Bethlehem. I come to school, I talk to her. I go home, I talk to her again. And I just talk to her the whole day till I see her again. We're talking. And that's the same thing with God. When we first receive Christ, we have to develop a relationship. And in order to develop a relationship, you have to talk to the person. And when you talk to the person, you know the person more. And talking to God, we get to know Him more, and He reveals Himself to us. And that's just through prayer. And we see prayer is a very important thing. Well, we see, like, lots of times people talk about prayer. Pastor would talk about prayer, and like, "Oh my goodness, why she have to talk about prayer today?" Well, I felt like it was on my heart to talk about prayer to you guys, because it's an important thing. It's like, it's a powerful thing. Like, you see in other religions, they pray too. And we pray to our God. And it's the same thing, because they realize that talking to your God, that you can get something from talking to their God, but you can't get anything from talking to other gods. You can only get something when you talk to the true God. And then when we remember when we're praying, we're saying words to God. And in Proverbs 18, it says, "Your words have the power of life and death. Your tongue can say..." Your tongue has power. And when you talk to God, you can tell God something. And when you tell Him something, it has the power of life and death. It can bring something good, or it can bring something bad. And the thing is, if you want something good, you have to believe in what you told God. We see in the Bible, it's like, He said, "Have faith in what you're saying." Because if you're double-minded, then you don't really know what you want. And God's not going to give you what you want, because you don't even know what you want. So you have to have faith. And when you talk to God, you have to have faith. You have to believe in what you told God. And then that's how it's going to come into effect. In James 5:16, it says, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." So when you tell something to God and you believe in it, then it's going to come true. Why is it not going to come true? You believe in it, and you know your God, and you want it to come true. So you ask Him. The Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given to you." And then another thing is standing in the gap. God said He only needs one person to stand the gap for Him. We need to go to the presence of God And if you really want something, you will cry for it. You will ask God over and over again until He gives it to you. And then some people are like, well, I pray and God doesn't give it to me. Well, did you believe in your prayer? You know, God, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says God has a plan for you. Now, if you know the plan God has for you, the only way you're going to know that is when you ask Him through prayer to reveal it to you. Now, when you ask Him to reveal the plan to you, then you're going to know what's within that plan, and you're going to ask Him, and it will come to pass what you ask, because you know that God will give it to you because you know your plan. And so standing in the gap is like intercession. You just need one person. Like, we always worry about, oh my goodness, who's going to become the next president of America? Oh, ISIS is and stuff. And it's just like, why worry about it? Just go to your God, weep to Him, and tell Him what you want. And He will give it to you. And you don't have to worry about those things anymore. See, we come to the watch night prayer, and when before, it was somewhere else before we started at this church, and my mom would wake me up, and she'll only wake me up to go with her. And I was like, why do we have to go pray in the night? Why do you have to go and pray with... And I never understood. And then as I was getting older and we started doing it here, I understood that God said He only needed one person to stand in the gap and one person to intercede for the others. And we come at night and we just pray to God. I mean, sometimes it's better than sleeping, because you're going to go and you're going to stay in bed till 10, 12, and then you're just going to be there. But if you... I felt like whenever we go to the prayer and I come back and I wake up the next morning, I just feel better. I feel refreshed because I pray to God. And I know that He has answers for me and He's going to answer my prayers. And I just have faith in that. And then when you're always praying, it's not always by asking God for this or for that. We just celebrate Thanksgiving. We have to remember to give thanks to God. Because you see, in David, he fought battles, he did this, and he asked God to help him, to give him strength. And that, David didn't stop there. He went and he wrote Psalms of thankfulness. He gave thanks to God, and he blessed his God because his God provided for him, and he wanted to let people know that his God can work miracles, that his God is a wonder God, and He did things for him. And I want us to remember that we should always be praying, never cease praying. We are, all of us, most of us know that verse. It's not just like, oh, you wake up in the morning, you pray, and that's it. You go back home at night, you go to your bed, and you pray. It's not just little prayers like that. You need to develop your prayers, and you always need to be praying. I remember when I was younger, my aunt asked me, do you know the Lord's Prayer? And then that's the prayer we would always recite, and then I would just pray for that. And then we came to school, and Dr. Sartre shared the same thing, the Lord's Prayer, but he said you don't just stop there. You have to elaborate from there. You can use it as a basis. You have to keep going and add more to it and more to it. And then it becomes a full prayer. And when you're praying, it's a beautiful thing. You're talking to someone that you like, that you love. You're talking to your Creator.
Amen.
And it's just... it's someone that's never going to turn on you. Like, you have friends, some friends, they come and go, or the relationship just dies out. But with God, that relationship is there forever. Once you start that relationship until the end of time, that relationship is still there. And we talk to Him here, even though you might not see Him, you can see His presence. You can see the things that He's doing in people's life. And you know that there's a God. You just need to talk to Him and ask Him to open your eyes, open your ears, because when you know your God, He will talk to you and He will answer you. And it's just things like that. Talking to God is just a very beautiful thing. It's just a thing that you can't explain to people. Like, when He talks to you back, it's so sweet. You have to write it down. You have to remember it. Because it fills you up. Because you know your God. And you talk to Him. It's not just like talking to someone. It's just this thing. It's so beautiful. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys today.